Is it something you need at any time frame? Hello? I'm being honest, though.
Yes, hello. Good morning. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. Is it a good time, Reggie?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Reggie. Good morning. This is Ben from Local Splash. We had a call scheduled around this time. Is it a good time?
Yeah, what's going on, Ben? How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We spoke yesterday. You asked me to call you back around this time again. You know, so we can just go ahead and review the app and talk about the Google Guaranteed. I'm just checking in with you.
Yeah, you could see. Yeah. What is LSA? You ever heard of that?
LSA. That's local service ads. That's the Google Guarantee.
So that is the Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct.
This is the question I have. So why is it that you're telling me the Google Guarantee I have to pay, let's say, $350 up front to cover the leads? Right, but I thought LSA was you just charge the card every time I receive a lead. There's no money up front.
Okay, good that you bring that up. But currently, how we have it structured, we have our billing information on the account, right, on the Google Guaranteed account. So our processes that's how we move forward, right? We have a set budget that you prepay for. Once that budget is paid for, then we let the ad run. We let it spend. We have a team that's overlooking the Google Guarantee to make sure that you don't overspend. But essentially, it's our account that is set up, you know, directly with the, it's our billing information that's set up directly with the account. I'm sorry. That's why we do it that way.
The Local Splash is a middleman between you and Google, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, we are a Google business partner. We work alongside with Google to help you comply with everything that they're looking for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And as far as the website, just give me the information. I don't know if you're sending that. What you need from me, I'll work on getting that to you guys, and we can start the process of doing that. The website, and I would like to probably maybe next week turn the Google Guarantee back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, that would be good, no problem. I mean, in regards to the website, that comes included with your package, right? So it's just a matter of you giving us access to the domain. I will send you the email, sending it right now as we speak. Should be receiving it any moment. There's a section for Wix domains. I just said you did mention you got it through Wix, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
No,
yeah.
WordPress. I think it was Wix or WordPress.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, WordPress is, let's say, the system that is used to build it. And Wix is the host. Essentially, that's where it's allocated. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, once you give us access to the domain, we basically just apply our design on it. We can, you know, talk with the web developer, or like we said, we can create the preview first with all of your information. You know, if you have any particular, through the app, you can upload pictures, so we can just make sure that we're on the same page with what we're showing. And, you know, make sure that you love your website. Do you have the app installed on your phone already?
I do not have the app installed on my phone at the moment. No, I don't.
Okay. I can help you with that. Let me just send you the link here so you can download the app. For example, the app is connected to the Google profile as well, right? I mean, through the app, you can upload pictures, so we can upload them to the different platforms. You can ask for reviews, you know, from directly through the app. You
right.
just hit request review, and it's gonna. You just put their name and number, and the system sends them the invitation to leave a review. Right, so it's makes it easier for you as well. Plus, we have the our AI answering tool, so it responds to all the reviews in an excellent manner, actually.
Okay. Really? So you guys have a tool in where you guys respond to the reviews?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, within a 24-hour period, it takes into consideration what the customer said, right? And it just answers in a professional fashion, as if it were you. So it's a really, really good tool. I like it. That's turned on. You know, now that we have the business verified again, that's something that we definitely want to push forward to. We definitely want to push for reviews. Are you using iPhone or Android, Reggie? I'm sorry.
iPhone. Say that again.
You're using iPhone, right?
What was that question?
Yeah, are you using an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. So I just sent you the link. It takes you to the App Store, so you can download the local Splash app.
Yes. I got you.
Okay. Let me know if it lets you download it. Okay. Did you get started now?
Yeah.
Okay. So were you able to log in? Do you see your business now?
Come on, sir. Check out my business number on there, the 855 number, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the phone number is the 855 number. You're gonna add there, or you can add your own number too. That should work.
So I'm signed in.
Okay. So now that you're in, you know, this is basically, now that we're going to have the website, we're going to be creating your website. You know, anybody that fills in the contact form, you know, it's going to be shown here under leads. You know, since we're showing your own number, you know, the phone calls are not registered. We do have the option to create the call tracking number, but that would basically change it, everywhere, right? But like we said, if you want to show your own number, we can. It's just like we said, the phone calls are not going to be recorded. Okay.
I got you.
With that being said, for example, if you hit the three little lines, the upper right hand side, you should see a menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for example, if you go to reviews, go to the review section there. There should be a little button at the bottom that says request review. orange button.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So once you hit that, like we say, you just type in their name, their number, email is optional, and then just hit send. And that's going to send them the link to leave a review directly. Okay.
So if I say request review, where the name will be at?
Good question. So it basically, what this does is it sends them an automated text message, basically saying, hello, Kelly, you know, if you had a good experience with us, please help our business by leaving a review on Google, right? We can actually customize the message, right? But it just takes the name to include it and customize the message.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And then the number is just to send it out. Okay, so it's just an easy tool there for you. And another thing that I wanted to bring up, like we said, is the pictures. So we can just add them to the different platforms. Fresh content, that always helps. So what you would do is just hit the three little lines on the upper right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to look for business info or business information.
My bad. Say that one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After you hit the little menu, the three little lines,
right.
You're going to hit business info or business information.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And then once you're here, you're just going to hit media.
I got you.
Okay. And then you can scroll down a little. You should see your logo. You should see cover photo, and then you should see business photos with a little plus sign that says new. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is perfect. Okay, all right, good.
Yeah, so that takes you directly to your gallery, right? It actually uploads the original size photo, so it works great for resolution. And, you know, like we said, every once in a while, you know, a new picture, updated content, that always is a plus. Remember, we'll be creating a post on the Google Business Profile. We basically take them from here. You know, once we finish the ones we have, we start again. So, you know, if you keep it updated, we'll be able to create new posts every time. Okay?
So when they say contacts, prefer contact, is that the number that they'll call from Google?
When it says preferred contact. No, that's a preferred contact number. That's for us to contact you.
Alright. So, I guess my business name and everything, the phone, I'm going to put a phone number on this from the call. I can always change that number, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you can always update the number. Alright, right now, like we said, the primary number we're promoting is a 6230 number, right? The 855 number. But, you know, when it says preferred contact, that's just for us. So you can always update that.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see here, you see the service area section, right? You see, you know, different business videos as well. So you can upload videos too.
Yeah, this is, so look, this is what I need to ask you. If I want to update my number, I would like to update my number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid if I do that, it's going to trigger another verification process again.
More than likely it will. I mean, when you update the phone number, the name or the address on the Google profile, 99% of the times it asks for that verification. Unless that number was in the profile before. If it was in the profile before, there's a slim chance that it doesn't ask for that verification. But, you know, 99% of the times they do ask for it. That's something you do need to consider.
Alright, well, I'm going to wait until next week. I'm waiting until we set it up, man, until I'm at the shop. You know what I'm saying? Because I do want to change the number, though, because I do want to change my phone number, though. I'm not going to.
Okay. No, and we certainly can. like we said, we can definitely take the live video verification step that we took last time. You know, I'm going to try to make it as seamless as possible, but we definitely can request that change, and we just need the verification for it to go through.
All right, so should I change my number at that time, or when should I change the number?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, if you wanna try to change it right now, you know, we can. It's just gonna, like we said, ask for that verification. And then once we complete the verification, it's just gonna stand.
Alright. I'll just wait. I'll set it up for you next week, man, cause I got a lot going on.
Okay, no, sounds good, Reggie. I understand. Like we said, you just let us know. Let us know when you want to move forward with that. Like we said, we'll keep a lookout on the domain. So when you give us access, we'll start working on the website. Let me ask you. Do you have any particular colors in mind that you'd like the web developer to implement?
I'll say like a burgundy and gray. Like burgundy, gray, and black. That's kind of my colors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Burgundy, gray, and black. Okay. Do you have any particular, let's say, offers you want to add as a pop-up or include a section with offers or anything in mind?
I like to offer like an $80 annual inspection, maintenance inspection.
Nice. We can add, like we said, as soon as they hit the website, they can see that offer. They can see that promotion with a nice pop-up with a little either call now button or close. If they hit close, they just continue on to the website. If they hit call, well, it's going to be a call directly to you. Right, so it's an option that I like to push, right? But I leave it up to you guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I game plan to figure out some more stuff that I want to kind of offer. And we'll come up with something like that.
Okay, definitely. Do you want to support payment option on your website?
Yes.
Okay, we can definitely set that up. Do you have a payment platform already?
Yeah, I got a Square, and also a payment and like a scheduling. Like you could schedule on a website.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, you like scheduling too? Okay, certainly. Alrighty. In regards to the available scheduling time, because we have you set up as 24/7. For scheduling, what time frames would you like available? Or what slots?
So for scheduling, I don't want it to be a 24-hour availability.
Uh-huh.
It has to be, let's say, I'm going to write that down and get back with that. So
okay.
Let me get all that written down. And so when I set this up, would I be talking to you to get all this process done for the website or what?
Well, I mean, we can definitely schedule something with our web developer, right? So you guys can get on the same page, you can get on the same page with the web developer. I'll just be sending over the details, right, of you know, more or less what you're looking for. And, we would just need to wait until you send us over the domain in order for us to schedule. Right, would you be able to, would you like to schedule something for next week with the web developer?
Yeah, let's schedule something for the web developer. Thursday next week, we could do the same time, man.
Thursday, around 11:30?
Yeah, 11:30, 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh, okay. Sounds good. Let me see. Yep, okay. Yeah, there's availability Thursday, so I'll go ahead and set it up at 11, if it's okay with you, so they can just talk about, you guys can get on the same page with the website. By then, they should already create the shell, right, of more or less what we're going to have, and we're just gonna be waiting on your domain. Just please send us pictures so we can fill it up there. Fill it up there as well. Okay?
Alright. Alright. And also, they do Facebook ads and stuff too, right?
We do have the option to do Facebook ads. Uh-huh. I see that you turned them off, before. But yeah, I mean, we do have the option for Facebook and Instagram ads. You know, the $100, it's about $2.50 a day. With that being said, you know, we can customize the ad and customize, create an actual, you know, graphic designer flyer, let's say, that we can proactively promote there. And like I said, we can increase the budget as well if that's something that you're shooting for. Of course, you know, as you know, within season, the higher the exposure, you know, the higher the budget, the more the exposure. That's how it works on Facebook, right? So that's something that we lead up to you as well. But we have it available starting at $100.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So let me get my information together and get back, with the web developer. Then I guess, I mean, yeah, you kind of gave me all the information I needed to kind of do my homework now and move forward.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could definitely refer to me. I can, you know, offer to take care of your account. You know, at the end of the day, what we want is we want this to work for you, right? But we as long as we're on the same page, we should be pushing, you know, very well.
All right, well, let's set something up for me and you next week, man. We can move forward with this. I have all the information ready, and we're ready to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Should I set it up after the web developer?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'll set it up after. I'll get a conversation with you at that time, and we'll see where we're at that point, okay?
My man. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the time, Reggie. Anything else that I could do for you as of right now?
That'd be all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the time there. You have yourself a good day, okay? Take care.
Thank you. You too as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.